their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues. It's our delight to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do that by dialing 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the technical interference on Friday with our broadcast entitled The Day America Died. We're going to do a kind of a replay of that, which we wanted to say then. A little different modifications, but call it The Day America Died, June 8th, 2023. The date of the indictment of President Donald J. Trump is the day the death of America. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. We invite you to call in with your dial. Spend time in prison. Is it something that reaches that level? Do we have a dual system of justice in America? Is Merrick Garland really unbiased in his prosecutorial powers? Is Merrick Garland, the DOJ, is he truly unbiased? Those are questions that need to be asked and demands to be answered. Ladies and gentlemen, the most Americans today can recall from history, not that we live there, we can recall from history the birthday of America. We celebrate this wonderful historic event each and every year. Our celebration is focused on the birth of our great nation. Conservatives and Christians and patriotic Americans celebrate the liberties that we are afforded in our Constitution. Of the constant infringement upon our Bill of Rights. This is where we're watching. What we're watching today is what's been taking place for the past several years in the buildup of the eventual public today. That date, just as we can recall 1776, July the 4th, as the birth of America. May I say that June 8th, that is the death, the day of the death. Witnessed the millions of people leaving our nation. This is what I'm talking about. Not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about the death of a nation from its standpoint of our constitutional republic. It no longer exists today, regardless of what any politician may. Regardless of what some in their state of elitism might believe, the true constitutional republic called the United States of America, died on June 8, 2023. We're going to talk about that today and invite your Is it too difficult to grasp that that's what we have seen, what we have witnessed, what is now slowly, progressively taking place before our eyes is the unfurling of the death of America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so each day on the If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's left with a question, what shall the righteous do? What are we able to do? What should we do? How should we respond when we see the foundation being destroyed? I can recall the study, the research, and the writing, and the publishing of a book America Stands Before God was the subtitle. It's a small book. It's less than 100 pages that was published. I believe that was published back in 2014. I had the privilege of doing the research, the writing, the publication of that book. And it was dealing with Isaiah 'Give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nursed and brought you up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. Then Israel doth not know my people, nor doth not consider. Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They've all gone away backward. That was the scene that was seen in the text in Isaiah chapter 1. It was national rebellion. It goes on to say in that text, and they have rebelled against me. Restraints, no restraints in their lives. It says, nation laden with iniquity, sin of evildoers, children are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply put, Roman Empire, and you find the collapse of the Roman Empire, it was done because internally it literally combusted internally. It was not something that was taken over by another nation. We're seeing that happening in America today. And so as we face the issues, let me remind you, there is a source to determine what is taking place, what is happening. We need to see things, ladies and gentlemen, locally, nationally, and internationally, globally. We need to look at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book, John 8, 31 and 32. Make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and 20. Truth being denied and rejected in society today. This Biden administration is the worst administration, politically speaking, in the history of the United States of America, in my most humble opinion. Now, you can differ with that if you like. I'd love to hear somebody call in, give me just a list of three things that you think he's done that would be honorable to God, that's beneficial for America. I don't know of any. Perhaps you do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the death of America, the day America died. That is the day that President words of George Orwell, the secularist, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Listen again. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that today, where speaking the truth, even the truth in love, is hated. you say anything about their repulsive, sinful, immoral character and what they're doing, and all of a sudden, we are the ones that speaking truth, that say giving hate speech. In fact, there's a whole movement today through the Biden administration to determine that if you say anything, you need to be prosecuted, persecuted. That's the agenda as I speak at this very moment by the Biden administration. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, our grave, serious responsibility as Christians. As the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of our churches. That each person determines their own version of truth. Now that goes back in from a biblical standpoint, the book of Judges, every man was doing that which was right in his own eyes. We see that taking place today in our nation. That's the reason we can't find a consensus of what is real and relevant. And ladies and gentlemen, it's simply impossibility to see that is beneficial in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It cannot be done, ladies and gentlemen. We are watching the decay, the demise of our great nation today in America. It is cannot be tolerated in our nation, but yet we find that happening today more than ever before in the United States of America. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every day, to be aware that is our mandate biblically. Now, I understand it was stated by the 15th century theologian and church reformer back in the 15th century. But ladies and gentlemen, it stands true today. We need to tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. May I say that is the mantra that I share each and every day with the belief that as Christians and conservatives and patriots, that's where we need to turn back to before it's eternally utilizing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time Care is the full line of equipment for the with the brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time Care is the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic bench of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply ...7904 is the area code. We'd love to hear from you today. Our telephone lines are open, receiving your telephone calls. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the day America died. And I believe that day was June the 8th, 2023, when the indictment was handed down for President Donald J. Trump. Our rights to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, much of what is taking place today under the Biden's treason administration and the Biden administration's selling of America were also charges against King George, and the 33 counts against King George where we're going in relationship to discussing in detail President Donald J. Trump's indictment. The indictment's already open. It's already been unsealed, which is unusual. Usually that's done at the indictment hearing. You'll have that hearing in Miami, Florida. The entire geographical landscape in Miami around the federal courthouse building, talking about here's an entrance, there's an entrance, here's where he might go. So forth. I believe the Communist Network News are really gleeful in the potentiality of somebody wanting to try to harm very, very disconcerting to find a news media pointing out all of the places of entry, pointing out all of the places where he could enter, where he could leave, et cetera, et cetera. Why do that? Why set the stage for some difficulty to take place? But Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about what is taking place. Burisma, a Republican Georgia representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene, said she believes President Joe Biden should be prosecuted. This is last Thursday, after the FBI allowed her and other members of the House Oversight Committee to view that the Biden administration has set up approximately 20 LLC, limited liability corporations. According to what they're discovering now, some 156 different bank transactions that were rated by the banks as being suspicious. The hands of the Biden family, and it's been the laundromat, if you please, for washing the money. It's been in the center of the attention now for the past 2 years as a result of the war breaking out in Ukraine. Ukraine has been the, how would you say, the focal point for years and years and years with the Biden ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this sounds very much what we see taking place and what we have witnessed in America today that's bringing about the ultimate decline and fall of America. Look at another headline. Cognitively, physically, and ethically, detail about the unfitness of Joe Biden based on his cognitive ability, based on his physical ability, based on his ethical ability. He's unfit to be the president of the United States of America. What do you do when a situation like that arises? How do we handle it? What do we think should take place? When we, our founding fathers developed it, they set aside, and at your leisure, go back and study it. And in fact, in my book, Is It Time for Revolution, published back in 2012, It's a time for revolution. I talked about America would have a revolution. Would it be at the ballot box? Independence that was charged against King George that brought about the separation of the nations that was the formative stage and the birth of the United States of America as a result of King George and what he'd done. Let me just read you a few of those charges. It is King George refused to submit to the laws of the land. Now, I use that as the first one. because that was the first charge against King George. And that, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is the underlying major mega charge that should be. Biden today is refusing to recognize the laws on the books. He's simply circumventing the laws. And listen, you say, well, he can't do that. He's doing it. You say that it's illegal. He's doing it. You say that he needs to be prosecuted. He's not. The chief law enforcement in America today is Merrick Garland. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, why should a Christian be concerned about that? Because listen very carefully. If we lose our constitutional republic, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose the religious liberties, if we lose the freedom of speech, if we lose our rights to keep and bear arms, we have lost witnessing and evangelism, et cetera, et cetera. You go to any nation around the world where they have no Bill of Rights, where they have no freedoms. You look at China. You look at North Korea. You look at Russia. You look at nations in the Middle East, and you find, ladies and gentlemen, the people are second charge. I'm talking about the charges recited in the Bill of Rights, the 33 charges against King George that brought about the separation from England to form the United States of America, that gave us our land of the free and the home of the brave. To carry out the laws of pressing importance, he has forbidden his leaders to present laws or to carry out the laws of pressing importance. Ladies and gentlemen, of our great nation, we have a dual justice system today where the laws are played out and carried out against those that are conservative, those that are Christians, those that are patriots, but those same laws are not applicable to those that are in the socialist. He has obstructed the administration of justice. Listen, he has obstructed the administration of justice. That's what the Department of Justice is doing today. It's the Department of Injustice. It's the Department of Favoritism. It's the Department with the thugs with the badges. System. We'll talk about how the documents that they're now wanting to prosecute President Donald J. Trump for having, and he had the right and the authority as president to declassify it. In fact, under the laws based on the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on the William cassette tapes of highly classified material in his sock drawer, and it went to the Supreme Court that has president, he has the right and the authority to have any documents that he chose desirable to keep. It was his prerogative, and I believe that law still is applicable today. He's made judges dependent on his will alone. Listen, King George was charged with the fact that he had made judges dependent on his will alone. That is, King George controlled the judges, not based on law, not based on the case, not based on hearing the evidence. Just attempting, but literally carrying out the same thing. And also, the charges against King George, he has established a multitude of new offices. King Biden has done the same thing. He set up the offices of disinformation and misinformation. He set up offices, ladies and gentlemen, that is, departments in his leadership, if you want to call it that, where if a parent goes before the school board and challenges the school board for sexualization and grooming of their sons and daughters and grandkids, all of a sudden those moms and dads are. As speech that you can't have, speech that you can't have. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech, or it's not freedom of speech at all. Ladies and gentlemen, furthermore, according to the charges in our Declaration of Independence against King George, he has, he has many civil powers. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has destroyed the military from the standpoint of defensive readiness to protect America. And there's now some chatter behind the scenes about if there's an uprising in America to use the federal would be totally against our Bill of Rights. It would be against anything that would be called our constitutional republic today. But the Biden administration is presently doing that and is getting ready to pull the trigger on that in a major way. He has deprived us of people in prison in Washington, D.C., the claim to be part of the insurrection group of January the 6th. The January the 6th group, ladies and gentlemen, they've not had a speedy trial. They've not been brought to trial, yet they've been in prison now for going on 3 years. Listen to some of the Republican wannabe presidents and see whether or not they're talking about the January the 6th people that's not been tried, and yet they're spending time in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, King George was charged with taking the civil power, civil benefits, and our most valuable laws, altering our government. That was some of the charges against King George. Does that sound like the Biden administration? I think so. I say so completely. Listen again to that statement. He has taken away our charters, abolishing our most valuable law. Doing. And yet I hear chatter from the Republicans. I hear complaints from some, but I don't see anything being done. Don't see anything being done in relationship to altering it, changing it, modifying it, or any way confronting it. And number nine, and I won't go through all waging war against we the people, the common citizens, we the people are the ones that are bad guys. We're the ones that's the enemy today under the Biden administration's rules and regulations and guidelines on what is being done. Ladies and gentlemen, yet Joe Biden, according to the research that's been done, a member of Congress had revealed that Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company that was under investigation for corruption back when Joe Biden was vice president with Barack Obama, hired Biden's son, Hunter Biden, for tens of thousands of dollars per month to be on the board to make that investigation go away. $5 million for having to pay Joe Biden another $5 million to finish the job. Ladies and gentlemen, they've uncovered at least $10 million from Burisma alone. $5 million to Joe, $5 million to his son. And ladies and gentlemen, they say that there will be hundreds of millions of dollars that they have there to America. And yet there's the prosecutorial comeback against Donald J. Trump as though he is the big bad wolf that's trying to destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the case at all. We're going to continue this thought today. Love to have you call in right after the top of the hour news. We're going to have the top of the hour news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The East Coast faces a major transportation and commerce bottleneck. It could take months to rebuild a collapsed portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. The elevated highway gave way yesterday morning after a tanker truck that was transporting flammable cargo exploded in flames beneath the highway. That section of Interstate carries roughly 160,000 vehicles each and every day. Facing a federal indictment accusing him of mishandling classified documents, former President Trump insists that he is innocent. He decries what he says is another hoax amounting to election interference. He says it's aimed at getting him off the campaign trail. Speculation the Fed will temporarily pause its recent string of interest rate hikes when policymakers hold their latest meeting this week. On Wall Street, stocks trading higher. This is SRN News.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark V Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up the way.
Biblical preaching, and then a barbecue lunch. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken July 4th at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious, serious question or statement. The day America died. Now you can say that that's a pretty hefty statement, that that is a pretty strong statement, but I believe that to be true. And I believe we can go back in history from this point forward and recognize and understand the day that America died. America was birthed 1776, July the 4th. America died June 8th, 2023. And that's the date that I've set simply. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has instituted executive orders, modified laws, changed the rules and regulations, embedded the socialist Marxist government's, how would you say, agenda into our great nation, a concern. Just the past 2 weeks, I think it was, the headline, let me read it. The left's assault on the goodness of America is an assault on God, according to Josh Hawley. Quote, the left has rejected America. Hawley warned. The assault on the goodness of America is an assault on God, Hawley said, declared at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in a speech last Wednesday evening. Hawley outlined the three major threats the Marxist left poses to the United States: undermining God, stands in America. Ladies and gentlemen, headline again, let me read it. The left's assault on the goodness of America is an assault on God. And that's what we see taking place today. It's coming across as an assault on our Declaration of Assault against God. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's an absolute intent on the part of the Biden administration to eviscerate anything that's called a constitutional republic. The socialist, Marxist, communist left keeps referring to America as being a democracy. Constitutional republic is what we have in America today. It is one that is a representative form of government. A democracy is simply where mob rules. The greater number, the greater crowd simply makes the decision. And that's not the way America is set to operate today, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the way the owner complained. I'm reading further in the article that I read a portion of earlier. The owner complained that he had paid one Biden $5 million and having to pay another Biden another $5 million just to get the job finished. It was Joe Biden, actually, who ordered a government trip in Ukraine, then came back to America and bragged about what he had done. The bribery scenario was explained to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Republican of Georgia, who was one of the members of Congress allowed this week to view a document directly with an official from Burisma. Marjorie Taylor Greene explained that the business atmosphere in Ukraine at the time was what that corporations routinely budgeted for bribes to be paid to get their projects done. With Burisma under investigation, Hunter Biden to make the problem go away, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's what they specifically said, end quote. Hunter Biden's massive paycheck, tens of thousands of dollars per month every year, previously have raised eyebrows and had no, he had no experience at all in the gas industry. The light only when a whistleblower contacted members of Congress about the stunning evidence that the FBI had had for some time. The FBI kept the documents concealed, only allowing a few members of Congress now to see it. Chief of the FBI, to a subpoena. The owner of Burisma said Hunter was, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, this article says, the owner of Burisma said that Hunter Biden was stupid and that his other business partner was smart. He also said that he paid $5 million to one Biden, then had to pay another $5 million to another Biden. What we're finding today is that the left, the socialist Marxist left, led by the Biden family cabal, making it sound as though President Donald J. Trump is guilty of all of the things that they've been guilty of themselves. On the pale of what you would call political in any sense of the word. It is an agenda by the socialist Marxist left to destroy our nation. Looking at a headline said it's not about politics. Too many people still believe that we see on the news is political as usual. It's not. This is evil. It certainly isn't liberalism or even what they call progressivism. There is nothing political or progressive about the modern Democratic Party. They're rhino supporters. It is an old time as pure evil. Normalizing homosexuality. Perfectly normal reproductive organs are creating a faux body part are poor substitutes. It's not politics. Further, the article states, observing major corporations getting into politics like never before is not political. Major store chains selling clothing to hide genitalia to enhance the cloaking of actual gender are lying men in women's bathrooms. It's not politics. Thousands upon thousands of homeless living on sidewalks in major cities while allowing hardened criminals to normalize abnormality and then watching other companies follow suit is not politics. Inviting drag queens to display the deviancy to children in public libraries and classrooms and then calling it promoting imagination. It's not politics. It's pure evil. And ladies, applauding, patting themselves on the backs for ultimately doing what they have tried to do for the past 7 years. They think that somehow, some way, they can continue to punish Donald J. Trump and he'll drop out of anything called the political arena. They think that somehow, some way, they But ladies and gentlemen, what we're being forced to see, what we're being forced to do, what we're being forced to and inundated with through the Biden administration, embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. It's now in every branch of government. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I find it appalling. Right beside a sodomite flag and expected to be saluted, and that's what happened just this past week. Right in the, I believe it was the East Garden of the White House where that was done. The flag was raised, the sodomite flag with the U.S. flag, which is should be a federal administration pushing the sodomite LGBTQ agenda as never before. I believe that it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we do something, say something, stand up, and stop being silent in relationship to Christians and conservatives and those of us that are patriots in America. We're witnessing the sexualization and the grooming of our children in the government-controlled schools. Free speech is now called domestic terrorism. Political prisoners are being held for almost 3 years, all because a federal government, Biden administration, January the 6th, plans to literally entrap President Donald J. Trump. That was the approach. That was the goal. That's what their intent. Ultimately bring about, I'm sure, indictments out of Georgia. And on the January the 6th charade that's still in the wings waiting, they're trying to drop one charge after the other to ultimately try to wear him down or to destroy any future commending him each and every day, praying that God will give him wisdom and strength. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, dialogue. Taking place, ladies and gentlemen, but as a result of the Biden administration destroying our school system, destroying our morals and ethics and values, even in the school. Looking at an article from ACLJ, Jordan Seculo. What the school made perform pornographic monologue in front of the class, whole class. Then school officials lied to the child's mother. And worst of all, the school board banned the mother from reading to them the very words her daughter was forced to read in front of the class, cutting her microphone off. What we are doing is filing a major lawsuit against the school. We just filed an amended complaint against the teacher, the school officials, and the school board, the entire school system, over this outrage. But it's not just this one school in Las Vegas. This is happening all across our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at this article in the last paragraph from Jay Sekulow, ACLJ. Says the Biden's DOJ is threat labeling parents as terrorists for defending their children from this kind of unconscionable abuse by their schools. Parents are banned from speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation when we have one person, the President of the United States of America, that goes rogue, ignores the laws, and uses executive orders, which are against our Bill of Rights, against our Constitution, against the laws of the land, generally speaking. He's taking those laws. Even to the point, ladies and gentlemen, as I said a little early in the broadcast, hoisting the sodomite flag. Here's an article. Move over, American flag. Now U.S. troops salute the rainbow flag. United States Air Force is celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month. And he goes on to talk about that. The tweet is part of an unprecedented official U.S. military campaign to celebrate the LGBTQ Pride Month as part of his Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden overall leftist diversity formula and his desire to the land of the free and the home of the brave being commandeered by socialist Marxist leftist that's in office today. But that's exactly what is happening. Our schools are absolutely destroyed. In fact, our academic I have grammar at about a third, fourth, or fifth grade level, even for the graduates in our schools. Looking at an article that says, school gave elementary kids sex ed lessons pushing puberty blockers. An Oregon school district allegedly gave elementary et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, the push is not academic. The push is not on reading and writing and arithmetic, as we used to call it. The push today is on undermining the morals, ethics, and values of our kids in the public school system. Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, headline. Detailing the alleged bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden. After weeks of resistance, the FBI finally permitted the members of the House Oversight Committee to view the form FD-1023, which includes allegations from a confidential human source detailing it goes back years and years and years. Keep in mind, Joe Biden's never signed the front of a check. Joe Biden always signs the back of the check. He's been in the Beltway in D.C. for almost 50 years. And he has learned the graft system that he's made mega millions on. Delaware of Hunter Biden has been slow moving for about five, almost 6 years now, and nothing is being done. You might ask the question, will he be prosecuted? No. Will he ever come to justice? No. Will he ever be put in jail for what he's done? No. Will Biden ever be prosecuted for it? What they're doing in a biased, demonic fashion and claim that President Donald J. Trump is guilty. But ladies and gentlemen, It is an attack on America. I'm looking at a headline that says, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what to do. Your belief is under attack in America. Universities are tolerating, even encouraging, mobs of students to shout down speakers that they disagree with. Christians are losing their jobs because they dare voice their biblical views on current issues. And students from elementary schools is only free if we're allowed to express ideas that the government disagrees with, one writer said. Ladies and gentlemen, what happened on January the 6th, 2021? Many are not aware of it. Gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says plainclothes cops at the Capitol during January the 6th riots. It goes on to talk about on the video, it sees where they're exhorting the crowd. To go into the building. Ladies and gentlemen, they've uncovered proof that they had about 40 agencies infiltrating the crowds on January the 6th. They did so, and they've got video footage. That's the reason they're trying to keep the footage away from the general public. They did so, referring to those 40-plus federal or otherwise come in, urging them, opening the doors, helping them to climb up the walls, et cetera, to come on in. It was a designed fiasco in order to use that to persecute Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, the political prisoners are still there as a result of that. The almost 7 years now. They've done that. Two fake impeachments. The Mueller investigation cost America about $40 million and 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, to carry it out. And ladies and gentlemen, then the raid on President Trump's home they didn't use the field office in Miami or that part of the state of Florida. They used the field office FBI agents that were flown to Miami from D.C. They used the D.C. Hit squad, not any of the agents from the state of Florida. Phony charges. But listen, all of this now looks like a chess game being carried out by the leading party, i.e. the Democratic Party today, for a purpose to simply crush Donald J. Trump. Ultimate goal for re-election in 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, the birth date of America was July the 4th, 1776, but the death day of America, if I can use that term, June 8th, 2023. We can look at this and simply say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the date, June 8th, 2023. This is the date free of the home of the brave died. Now, you may disagree with that. That's your prerogative. But I believe that is the true date. It's the date the Marxist socialists were successful in issuing an illegal indictment against President Donald J. Trump. Over the boxes hoax. I never thought it possible that such a thing could happen to a former president, he said. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Donald J. Trump said Thursday he's been indicted on federal charges emerging out of a special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. All of his major cases, all of his cases have been cases against Republican leaders. All of them were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. When I use the term all, I'm talking about, I believe it's eight or nine mega major nationally renowned. I believe this is where we're headed on the Donald J. Trump prosecutorial misconduct now by Jack Smith. This article says the 45th president has been summoned to appear in federal court in Miami on Tuesday. This article reads, the corrupt Biden administration. Listen to this. Has 1,850. That's 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware. Additional boxes by the hundreds in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes of classified documents at the University of Pennsylvania. Garage door that is paper thin and open much of the time, Donald J. Trump said in his post on social media. I never thought it would be possible for such a thing to happen in America, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, he goes on to say, I am an innocent man. Being destroyed. They're being eviscerated. And Psalms 11:3 says, and then what can the righteous do? We go, ladies and gentlemen, back to, and at your leisure, pick up your Bible, read Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, I believe there's some. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, almost verbatim taking place in America today. And we're seeing the evisceration, the destruction, the undermining, the collapsing of the constitutional republic that we have been so blessed of God to have for all of these years. Looking at head. Give a little footnote to it. Former President Donald J. Trump informed the public Thursday evening that he had been summoned to face an arraignment next week at Miami Federal Courthouse, connected with the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. Though Trump now is the front runner in the 2024 that the product of the partisan and weaponized justice system. The venue of the case offers Trump some advantage in defending himself. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, that the venue is in the state of Florida. It is in Miami. And the judge that he will be going before was selected out of 26 judges selected by the Department of Justice as the judge to hear Donald J. Trump's case. What they will do, hear me, what they will do is because she was appointed by Trump, if she gives any leave for Donald Trump, if she gives him any relief, they're going to demand that there be a mistrial or something of that nature. And then they will, if they win the case or if they lose the case, that is, they will take it to an appeals court to try to get some way, somehow, to get her decision undermined. It is a chess game, ladies and gentlemen. They can then say that, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a ploy to be able to use as a part of their process to destroy Donald J. Trump. This article says, as the world awakens, we will not comply. It's a mega article, very well put, very well stated, and talks about what is taking place. There's no doubt, in my mind, little Napoleon, Merrick Garland, is drowning in joy over the latest prosecution of Trump. Garland is a loser. He wanted to be an associate Supreme Court justice, but was rejected by the Senate, nominated by another illegitimate usurper who brought the nation to its knees, Hussein Obama, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, before it's eternally too late. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we are faced with a decimation of our Bill of Rights, lest God intervenes and gives release. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in night.